Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Hope you all are doing well. It's Tuesday, the 25th of January, 2022, and it's about 5:50 a.m. Central Standard Time. Hope you all had a great holiday and Happy New Year. Today, I want to speak about what is your perspective and mindset when you're waiting for a desired outcome. Now, this is a really important topic, which is equally relevant in our personal lives as in our professional lives. What do I mean by waiting for a desired outcome? So this is when you have done everything that you could and you have put in the effort, and now you're waiting patiently for the result of your actions. Waiting is going to be inherent throughout our lives. The question is, how do you wait? And what is your state of mind when you are waiting? Are you being impatient? Are you being anxious? Are you being extremely nervous about the outcome? And are you constantly looking for the call or the email or the letter or the meeting to get you what you think is right for you? Or alternatively, do you have the faith to patiently wait in the cool shade of surrender? That's a beautiful quote. Faith is about patiently waiting in the cool shade of surrender. You have done your bit. You have put in the effort. And now the outcome is what you're waiting for. Excuse me. The outcome may not be in line with what you think or what you want or what your desire is. It may not be in the time frame that you want or expect. But that's okay. Why? Because God has His way of giving us what is best for us, even though we may not know it ourselves. What do I mean by that? It is our steps, but it is His plan. The outcome may be different from ours, and at that moment in time, we may be disappointed. We may be angry, we may be sad, we may be dejected. But if you have faith and you know that God has a plan for you and me, and His plan is better than ours, then that will give you the right mindset to wait and the right way to accept the outcome. When you look back a few years or months down the road, then you may be able to determine that, yes, I'm glad that that outcome did not happen as I was expecting, because today I'm in a much better position and a much better situation than I would have been if I had received the outcome I wanted. Now, that realization happens down the road when you look back at this present moment in time. It may not happen at that current time, but that is where the faith is, and that is where the belief is, and that is where the cool shade of surrender lies. So folks, please focus on the controllables, focus on what you can do, and then let the desired outcome, or let the actual realized outcome, play its course. When, how, and what? your effort produces will be determined in due course of time. Keep the faith, focus on what you can, and the rest will happen. Take the first step. The rest of the path will become evident as you move along. It is not necessary for you to chalk out the entire pathway from your starting point to your ending point. It will become clearer as you get along and you keep moving. That is the key. Keep moving forward one step at a time. And while you're waiting, be cheerful, be joyful, be hopeful, and most importantly, have the faith. This too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. This is Sal Selly. Thank you for listening. Take care till next time. Bye.